It's important to understand the times that we live in. And we have learned our lesson. Most of us have learned our lesson. We don't set dates. But Christ said that there would be signs of the times. And we are seeing a lot of signs lately. As Mr. Gorky was saying, a number of our leaders in government just don't seem to have any common sense anymore. And I hope that we're paying attention to the news to that extent to realize that common sense is not so common anymore as it maybe used to be. Now, human nature has always been human nature. And for the past 6,000 years, there's been lots of stuff that human beings have done to each other, and this was something God knew would happen. Human nature hasn't changed one whit in 6,000 years, and we all have some carnal nature. In God's church, we also have God's Spirit, which helps us to replace that carnal nature with His Spirit, His nature. So God's plan is a plan of good news, as we know. He has thought out His plan. And you know, it's interesting listening to the news yesterday how, I'll say this about what happened over in the Mideast. There are people that have thought through what is happening in their part of the world in a way that probably none of us can really comprehend, at least really can't know. Satan knows God's plan better than we do. And he has always been, has had that attitude and mindset to thwart God's plan. We know he won't do it. God is allowing him to try, but he won't do it. So God's plan and his purpose and his coming government is going to straighten all of this out. God is a realist. He deals in reality. He knows what's happening. He has the understanding that truth is the most important thing. And a lot of times, truth is hard to come by. Now, we have truth in God's church that, to my knowledge, no other church has regarding God's plan, that this is not the only time of salvation, that the Sabbath should be kept, the annual holy days, the dietary laws, and all of that, all of those doctrines, we have that truth. And we should be thinking about why that's important and understand. I have one point today, one point, and that is I hope I can encourage you to realize, without setting dates, I hope I can encourage you to realize the times that we are living in. The Bible talks a lot about that, has a number of scriptures about some people are going to mock God's plan in that sense. Oh, it's been that way forever. Been that way forever. Been this way forever. Human nature is human nature. And God says, you better watch out. You better realize that the time is coming when your mocking is going to hurt you. And God doesn't want that to happen. You know, I was reading an article about a month ago, really well done. It was fairly, not real long, but it was a fairly long article about what's happening in politics for the most part. Made perfect sense. I mean, the points that he was making were actually, they were logical. They made sense. He made a number of points, general points, in that article. Took about 5 or 8 minutes to read. Well done. Good points. And he didn't reveal any details until at the very end of his article that showed that his points were absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And that's the way Satan, and this was written by a man. And Satan is much more clever in dealing with concepts. Satan is much more clever in dealing with thoughts and truth. He knows how to deceive in a way that we can't completely understand. He's a lot smarter than us, but God is certainly clearly more intelligent than Satan. You know, as I said, over 6,000 years, mankind has gone the way of human nature. And so let's try to think as we see what's happening in this, not only in this country, but in the world. What is happening in the world regarding the, I'll say this. A lot of people really don't believe that there's going to be a one world government. Bible's very clear on that. Bible is very clear that there will be a one world government. Now, how that comes about, how that plays out, we don't know completely. But just going back to my previous point, Satan will know. He will know, and you know, this is a particular point that salespeople know quite well. Get somebody to agree with you. Get somebody to make points that they agree with. And then suck them in. They suck them in. And Satan is 1,000 times better at that than any man could be. So regarding the times that we live in, we have to realize that over the years, you know, even the disciples thought that Christ was coming back in their lifetime. The ones that were still alive thought that for little over 30 years, when they finally realized in 62, mid-60s, AD, that he was not coming back in their lifetime. We probably all know about the great disappointment of 1844. We probably all know about our dating of 1972. And there's nothing wrong with, obviously God wants us to wish his kingdom, his government to come. But we have to be careful. We can't be setting dates. Now, Christ said what he said about that only the Father knew. That was 2,000 years ago. And he also said, you won't know the day or the time. That's pretty narrow. Obviously, Christ knows when he's coming back at this point. 2,000 years ago, he had some lack of understanding regarding that. But human beings, when it comes to the times regarding the end times, the thinking of human beings has been pretty shallow. They didn't realize that when Christ said, at that time, if God didn't intervene, all flesh would die. Well, obviously that wasn't even possible back then, unless God did it himself. So, you know, the idea that the things that have to happen before the end of the age comes, we've had to have this technology, TV, internet, now we're getting into AI. Most people have no concept of what AI really means. And we're getting into some very, very dangerous technology. I'll just say that. Very dangerous. And it's going to be easily used by not only human beings, but by Satan to deceive. And even at the end of the age, God said, if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. Now, there's a reason why. The indication is they won't be deceived. At least what he was referring to when he was saying the elect. And so it's important to realize the times that we live in. And I think that it's also important to realize that God is very precise in his planning. The Father is going to decide the jobs that everybody gets. Christ made that clear at the Last Supper. You know, the disciples were arguing about, well, who's going to be on your right and your left hand and all that. And Christ made it clear, well, that's the Father's job. That's his decision. And so he has a precise plan for his government. And he's thought it through in a way we can't even begin to understand. You know, once the atom bomb came on the scene, then it was possible for all flesh to be destroyed. Obviously, when the two witnesses come on the scene, and again, I'm just trying to urge you to think about the times that we live in. It's easy to think, and the Bible makes it clear, it's easy to think, oh, well, you know, that's happened before. Well, no, it hasn't. It hasn't happened before. Many of these things happening now have not happened before. Obviously, when the two witnesses come on the scene, cat's out of the bag. The cat is out of the bag. They're going to preach for 3.5 years. And the entire world, virtually the entire world, is going to be angry with them. When they finally do get killed, they'll rejoice as they lay there in the street, and everybody seeing it on TV or the internet will rejoice. Let me just read Revelation. Well, let me read chapter 24, 22. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You know, there's also a scripture that talks about how the elect, the first fruits, the world was not worthy of them. The world was not worthy of the first fruits. And that's because they had God's Spirit and they were trying to obey God's Spirit. Again, Satan knows God's plan better than we know his plan. And he's always hated God's plan because he just doesn't want some puny human being taking over what he thought he should have had. So we've got to be counted worthy to escape these things. And again, as I said, when the two witnesses come on the scene, then the cat is out of the bag. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody with God's Spirit when the second coming occurs. And let me finish up by reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1 through 6. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. That's an interesting comment. Comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, and that's what I'm referring to now, there's going to be, it's pretty clear that there's going to come a time when, well, things are looking pretty good now. Peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Again, that's an interesting comment. Is that referring to the second coming, where the cat's been out of the bag for 3.5 years? And you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, but of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. So, you know, we need a real sense of urgency. It's always important to have a sense of urgency, because if we don't have a sense of urgency, our motivation a lot of times is not what we need. Motivation, making the right decisions, realizing that every word of God should be looked at, considered. God put it in there for a reason. He put it in there for us to think about. If it's not perfectly clear, he wants us to think about and try to understand what he was saying, why he put it in there, and realize that and go forward with the understanding that we have. But it's easy for human beings. It's easy for human beings to be deceived. My final point is the last chapter, the last church in Revelation chapter 3. It says they did not know. They did not know that they were blind, naked, miserable. They didn't know it. How in the world could that happen? That they did not know it. The last church, the seventh church, they did not know, because our minds are very easily deceived. Very easily deceived. And we have to realize that we should be teachable, that we should be understanding that in some cases we're wrong in our thinking. And we have to repent. We have to realize, yeah, I didn't think of that. Didn't understand that right. And that's what the attitude, the mind that God wants all of us to have.